We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So I've got a story here about a bunch of things that people consider to be bad habits. And guess what?
What?
They're not bad habits.
Oh, they're good for us. Hey.
So I think this fits under the category of something we thought was bad.
Is it good or is it bad?
That is correct, sir.
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
All right, here's some bad habits, supposedly.
That are good now, or?
According to this, the Wharton School of Business.
Oh, that's a huge.
Is it?
Dude, the person that, he went there. Everybody that's huge in finance went to Wharton.
D went there?
No, our owner.
It's David Field, but we're so tight.
Okay, well, I did.
I'm sorry, I guess you didn't know I call him D.
Okay.
Yo, DF, you're listening, bro?
Wharton.
Way to go, Wharton. What's their mascot, do you think?
Exactly. I don't remember. I think
Wharton
it's a
Warhogs. Wharton.
That should be the
Wharton
Warthogs.
Nerd bags.
Wharton. The nerd bags.
Hey, we're nerd bags. How's your football team? according to Wharton School of Business, where D went.
Oh, yep.
The president, is he president, CEO? What is he?
He is Mac Daddy, owner, everything.
President is Wheezy.
Right. So because he has to.
He's got a C title.
Yeah, board of directors. So he is a CEO.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, you've just gotten David Field's biography. Google him. Check him out. Let's see. Procrastination.
Okay, that's never a good thing.
They say if you like to wait until the last minute to tackle a big project, it might make your stress levels go up, but it also boosts your creativity.
See, I think there's more time for creativity if you don't wait till the last second.
I'm going to say I've always been really good in a pinch.
Right, because you're forcing, now you're just throwing crap together
to
get it done.
It's the way you say it makes it sound bad, but these guys are saying
this is good for us.
Procrastination doesn't mean you aren't thinking about what needs to be done. You're actually coming up with new ideas while you're avoiding that work.
Oh, okay, there we go.
So procrastination, not always bad.
Nice.
Complaining.
Dude, you and I just recently have learned that if you're this, what's that squeaky wheel gets the.
Yeah.
And we're never the squeaky wheels. We had to be squeaky wheel.
But I feel pretty greasy right now.
Yeah.
Progress is not always pretty.
Nice.
But sometimes complaining works. Believe it or not, complaining at work might actually help you get what you want. The Journal of Psychology, not at Wharton, said that people who complain selectively and to the right people are happier because they get results out of their complaints.
It's just not getting heard, it's getting results.
And they literally use the sentence, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's it. That's that. Yes.
Ta-da!
I see that happen.
One more thing. No, two more things that you think might be bad habits, but they're actually good. Daydreaming.
You know, I always said that if I wasn't doing this job, I'd be a full-time dreamer because that's when you get all the what? That's true. The date, yes.
Sometimes you say things that, it's just that I don't know how to say this without you getting all homophobic on me,
right.
But that was kind of cute.
Oh, that was endearing.
I was endearing and cute. I was like, here comes Steve with some idiotic thing off the turnbuckle. I'm like, oh, that's actually, I'd be a full-time dreamer.
Yeah.
Oh, could I be your partner?
Yeah.
Can we be dreamers together?
There's not much 401k, buddy.
There's zero 401k in daydreaming. I don't daydream.
Like, you're by yourself. Because your nose is always in your phone. See, put the phone down and daydream.
Oh, yes. Is this your way of intervening? Okay, Steve. You're right. That's what's keeping me from daydreaming.
Yeah, you should daydream.
It's not having to do laundry and children and...
Well...
Here's the final one. And I'm super guilty of this, and I've always felt bad until today.
Okay.
Something you might think is a bad habit, which is actually a good one. Chewing gum. Boom!
Wait, that's on this list?
As long as you don't do it like a cow, which I don't think I do.
No, you don't.
With your mouth open, you know, because
you're respectful.
If I didn't have to take gum out to do the show, I would have gum in my mouth. When I go to the store to buy gum, I buy like 4 3-packs of gum. I buy the blue extra smooth mint.
Oh, you'll share that. That's a good gum.
And then I buy two of the, and then I buy the green extra. Then I buy the cobalt blue five.
That one's good too.
And then I buy the bubble gum extra for my children.
And why? Why are you such a big?
I hate the idea of anyone ever thinking that my breath is not fresh.
Okay.
It plagues me. Like, if I know I'm going to have to talk to somebody closely, I won't even eat a meal with onions in it.
Dude, that rocks, actually.
It doesn't, though.
That's considerate.
It's obsessive.
Can I share one more thing about your gum chewing habit? Slacker will literally go to someone else that's chewing their gum.
They'll
open their mouth. He'll pull their gum out and put it in his mouth and chew it. And he'll let other people chew his gum.
Okay. I have done that.
Yes, a lot.
But that was a long time ago.
No.
And I don't just do it.
Yes.
No, it's like you're making it seem like there I am in the produce section of Safeway. And it's like, what kind of gum is that?
Yes.
I'll trade you smooth mint for it.
You'll chew other people's chewed gum.
I just do it mostly when I've done it in the past in front of you is to get this reaction. So you'd stop freaking out.
Oh.
According to research, gum chewers are more alert and more active.
Well, no, they're all tired from chewing their
jaws are all I'm sorry. Exhausted. So now you can procrastinate, complain, daydream, and chew gum. Because according to Slacker and Steve and Wharton and David Field,
yes,
they're all good.
Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today, it might make you sad. Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes. Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.